Great. Okay, so obviously the theme comes from this week's parsha. What I want to do with it is, I guess, up to me. There are two base tefillah. The first is, and that's the one I want to talk more about today, is what's the source? Okay, is it that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov davened, so therefore we daven? Now, if that's the case, well, okay, that's one possibility. And the second possibility, and we'll see this both in the Gemara, is that no, it's kind of a makeup for Karbanot, right? In the Beit HaMikdash, we brought Karbanot. Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. There's a famous Medrash that Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in what zchus will my children live in the land of Israel? And he said, bizchut HaKarbanot. And then he says, okay, but what happens when there's no Karbanot? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so they'll daven, they'll say psukim in place of the karbanot, and it will be kehilu hikrivu. Okay. These raise or ought to raise for us philosophical questions as well. You know, if tefillah is just a makeup for the fact that we lost karbanot, it's really important, but it has a kind of element of bidyevet to it. Really, in a perfect world, we would be bringing karbanot, given that we don't have a perfect world and we don't have karbanot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a booby prize, and that's davening. It also strongly implies that, at least on some basic level, we didn't daven before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, certainly the first Beis HaMikdash and maybe the second Beis HaMikdash, right? If tefillot keneged avot tiknum, if Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov made up davening, then it's completely different. It sounds very much lechatchila, right? Doesn't sound like it's a makeup for anything. And maybe, you know, maybe you could argue that it has some level of d'oraisa to it, even though, you know, I admit that that's a stretch. Okay, that's the first major machlokas. What's the source? The second major machlokas is what level is tefillah? Right, we all know the Rambam thinks that davening every day is a mitzvah d'oraisa. He's really the only one who thinks so. The Ramban and most others think it's a drabbanon. So again, the same issues. It's not the case that the two machlokasim line up one with the other. It's not tiknum, so then you hold it's drabbanon. And if you hold tefillot keneged avot tiknum, then you hold it's d'oraisa. But there is overlap, and there is what to discuss on that point as well. Okay. Let's start with the pasuk in this week's parasha. Are we there? You can see it? Somebody give me a thumbs up if you can see the page.
Yeah, now we see it. Now we see it.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so let's start. Says the pasuk, "Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot arev," and Yitzchak went out lasuach basadeh. You know, it seems to me the simple reading is to take a walk in the field, lifnot arev, as evening approached, vayisa inav vayar v'hinei gmalim ba'im. And he looked up and he saw camels were coming, and it wasn't just any camels, it was his future wife, Rivka, coming with Eliezer. And Rashi right there says, lasuach basadeh, lashon tefillah. It doesn't mean he went to take a walk. It means he went to commune, to speak. Okay, how do you know that lasuach means daven? Kemo yishpoch sicha. Okay, so Rashi didn't make that up. Rashi got that from the Gemara. So let's go immediately to source number two, the very, very well-known Gemara, which everybody knows either inside or outside, but it's worth reading because there's a lot of interesting things to be seen. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Chavavam Beis Itmar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Tefilos, Avos, Tiknum. Tefillos were made up by the Avos, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Amar, Tefillot keneged tmidim tiknum. No, the tefillos were made keneged karbonot, and not just regular karbonot, but the karbonot that were brought daily. Okay, second line says the Gemara, Tanya kavaseh Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, v'tanya kavaseh Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. There is a braisa that supports both shitos. First, we'll just do tefillos Avos tiknum. Tanya Kava said Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Avraham tikein tefillat shacharis. Avra made up shacharis. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Hamakom Asher Amad Sham Batechila. Bein Beit El. Okay. What is this? The pasuk says, Avraham got up in the morning. He returned to the place where he had stood the day before. What was the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To save Sodom and Amorah. Okay? And now says the Gemara, how do I know that he daven? Ve'ein amida ela tfila. When the Torah uses the word amida, it means davening. Shenemar vayamod Pinchas vayifalel. Pinchas stood and davened. So somehow we know that Avraham stood and davened. Second one is the one we already did, this week's parasha. Yitzchak tikein tfilat mincha, shenema vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot arev. Ve'ein sicha ela tfila, shenemar tfila le'ani ki yatov. V'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicha. So that means Yitzchak daven mincha. Yaakov tikein tfilat arvit, shenemar vayifka b'makom vayolen sham. Avraham, Yaakov came to the place, we believe it to be the Makom HaMikdash, and Vayifka B'Makom, what does the word Vayifka mean? Ve'ein Pigia Ela Tfila. Says the Gemara, the word Pigia means davening. Shemar Yirmiyo said, God said to Yirmiyo, Va'ata al tipalel ba'ad ha'am hazeh, va'al tisa ba'adam, rina utfila, va'al tifgabi. Al tifgabi means don't start up with me, don't daven to me. Okay, so on a very simple level, the Gemara seems clear. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all daven, and therefore we have some halachic obligation to daven. Now, we could stop here and say, okay, I understand the Gemara, but I think there's something much more here. And I'm sure that many smarter people than me have seen it and said it. I don't know where I saw it or who said it first. But the basic question is each prayer the same? Is Shachris the same as Mincha, the same as Maariv, but it happens to be that they're said at three different times of the day, right? Which I think is a pretty reasonable position to take. It's the same Shemona Esrei. Essentially, it's the same davening. It's true Shachris has Kriya Shema, but essentially it's the same davening. Or could you see something different in each of them? Thing you can and should see something different in each of them, and I think it opens us up to, we tend to think of davening as being monolithic. It's Hilchos Tefillah, and
Ellie going in and
the context for each of the three. Henry?
Yeah, it's hard to hear. You're going in and out.
Your internet connection is flaky.
I'm doing my best. I don't have plug. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm really sorry.
Okay, stay. Thanks.
Okay, I'll try my best. So you could look at each of the three as being the same, or you could look at the context for each of the three. What's the context? So Avraham gets up and returns El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham Batechila. The day before, Avraham stood in front of God and asked for Sodom and Amorah. The next day, Avraham comes, Vayashkef Al Kol Kikar Yarden, right? And he sees, Hinei Ala Kitoh Haaretz Kikitoh HaKivshan. He sees basically a giant mushroom cloud. So I think to myself, he must have felt pretty horrible that his tefillah was rejected. Essentially, he asked God to save Sodom and Amorah. He comes back the next day and they're not saved. And he davens anyway. My sense is Avram davens Tfilas Shachris as a form of obligation. He's not happy. He's not thankful. He davens every day. Even after the greatest disappointment of his life, when God turns him down, he davens again. Henry, if it gets impossible, tell me and I could try to get off and try again. But as long as you can hear now, let's keep going. Okay?
Now it's okay.
Okay, fine. That's Shachris. Mincha. What's the context for Mincha? Yitzchak goes out to take a walk in the woods His wife is coming, his new wife is coming towards him. The sense you get is a sense of like communing with nature and great joy, right? When Yitzhak davens Mincha, life is perfect. I always, you know, imagine this beautiful forest scene. He's got no problems. Someone's out getting his wife for him. He doesn't have to date. It's a perfect world. And he's grateful to God for that world. And so he davens Mincha. Mariv Yaakov Avinu, what's he doing? What's the context of Vayifka Makom? He's running away from Esav, from whom he just stole the Bechorah, and who's going to kill him. Yaakov is scared. Yaakov davens because he needs something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think to say that Tfilos Kineged Avos Tiknum is not just some monolithic statement. It means there are three different attitudes or poses you can have when you daven. One is Avram Avinu. I daven every day. God says yes. God says no. Doesn't matter. God just destroyed Sodom and Amorah. I'm going to daven anyway. Yitzchak. I take a walk in the afternoon. My wife is coming. Life is great. I'm grateful to God. I daven. Yaakov. I'm terrified of Esav. I need God's help. I need him to save me. That's why I daven Marv. Okay. So those are the three ways I think you can look at Shachris, Mincha, and Marv. Now, let's continue with the Gemara as the Gemara goes on to the second possibility of Tfilos Kineged Tumidim or Karbanot. Here we go, second paragraph. V'tanya Kava said Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There's also a braisa that supports the position of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says as follows. Mipnei ma amru tfilas ha-shachar ad chatzos. Why is it that zman tfilos till chatzos? It's not, we'll see in a second. Sharei shel shakarei v'holei chatzos. Because the Tavit Shel Shachas, for the first, you can only daven for the first 4 hours. Sharei Tamid Shel Shachas Karei V'Holech Ad Hashem. You can only bring the Tamid until the fourth hour. That's how we pass it. You can daven Zman Tfilas until the fourth hour. Ma'amru Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. And why do they say that you can daven until because you can bring the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon carbon and the nightfall. Rabbi Hudomer, Atlag Ben Chana, you can only bring it halfway.
Okay, I guess we'll just wait till he comes back on.
When he comes back on, maybe suggest he turns off his video.